Blog Talk Radio. Never knew my life could be this way. I never knew the sun could shine all day. Never thought I'd live beyond my past until I found Jesus. I never thought I'd be in this place. Oh, I'm glad, so glad I'm living my life in this place. Ooh, I
never knew my heart
feel again. You see, I was so hurt. Never knew the pain.
Time and time again,
that I'm in this place.
I tell you, when I hear this woman, chills run through my body. God has given her a gift. Woo, they call Whitney Houston the voice. Well, I tell you, this girl here is anointed, Tamla Mayne. And for the past 3 or 4 years, God has given her some consistent songs to sing. Take me to the king. I can only imagine. And now this place. Woo, Lord, you know the gifts God gives to the body. I'm excited. I don't know about you, but I'm excited about the gift of life. I'm excited about the gift of evangelism. And I'm excited about the gift of the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. One thing about it, it came to lead and to guide us into all truth, into righteousness, into holiness, into peace. It is a discerner. Amen. So I thank God for the Holy Ghost today. That is a gift that God has promised to give to all those that believe, all those that trust him. He said, this gift is for you and it's for your children and your children's children. It is a gift. And guess what, people of God? Even when you don't let it lead and guide you, even when you allow it to remain in a stagnant place, when you allow it to remain dormant, do you know that gift is always with you? Because God is not like us. He don't give us a gift and take it back. When we were coming up as kids, they used to call us Indian givers. You know, you give them a piece of candy or you give them something of yours, and then when you get angry and mad, you want it back. Well, that's not the kind of God we serve. We serve a loving God. We serve a genuine God. We serve a gracious God. And once he bestow a gift upon you, it is yours. The Bible says the Holy Ghost is sealed in you until the day of redemption. Who wouldn't serve a God like this? But we greet you in the matchless, awesome name of Jesus. I'm not going to take up any more of your time. We're excited about this topic, this destiny focus that have flowed over from last week and all the way into this week, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We have had a powerful word. Pastor Beatrice was with us on yesterday. And who, I can't even remember, who was our Tuesday speaker? Lord have mercy. Time is just passing us by. But anyway, it'll come back to me. Or maybe you all can remember. It'll come back to us. But Prophet Anthony Hill, I'm sorry. Prophet Anthony Hill was on Tuesday. And yesterday we went a little bit higher. And today we're going higher. You know why? Because guess what? God chooses the people that he wants to minister on this line. This is not something I just sit and think about all day long. But you know what? When the Spirit lead me and guide me to call someone, he drop them in my spirit. And instantly, and sometimes it take a little while because even earlier yesterday, later that evening after we got off the broadcast, I was thinking about it. I said, Lord, now, who can we get to expound on this topic? And he dropped Elder Spinks in my spirit. And Elder Spinks, amen, is not able to come on. But guess what? We're going to have a special treat tomorrow. So we will be doing a special broadcast on tomorrow. And Pastor Elder George Spinks, all the way from West Virginia, is going to be expounding on this topic tomorrow. So don't miss tomorrow. I'm not going to be doing too many Fridays, but this is something special, and I don't know if God is going to allow us to close out with this topic on tomorrow or if we are going to continue on next week. It's a much needed topic, and we all need to learn how to get back into the highways and the hedges and evangelize. We remember we've been mandated to evangelize, so we greet you in the matchless, awesome name of Jesus. And even today, we didn't have a speaker today, but in that last hour, the Spirit spoke and told me to call this woman of God. And immediately, you know, I began to respond to that urging of the Spirit, and good thing I did, because she is available. Amen. So this was like in the past hour, you all. I kid you not. And one thing about the Holy Spirit, if you allow it to lead and guide you, you'll never go wrong. You'll never go wrong. So I'm looking today at our stat sheet, and I'm looking at the total listens today, 78,976. Amen. And 24 more calls of listeners. We'll be at the 79,000 mark. And I marvel at what God has done, not just in my life, but in the lives of the listeners. We have over 1,200 messages that are in the archives. So you can visit the archives at any time. And it, sometimes we have, you know, favorite teachers and preachers that we like, we enjoy listening to. You can go back on the archives, and we have, I tell you, over 1,200 messages that are in this archives. And these messages, I believe they were Holy Ghost inspired. Amen. And even today, this woman of God that is coming to us, amen, to share the word of God with us today, I tell you, I met her a couple of months ago, and God just have endeared her to my heart. I know she loved the Lord. I believe wholeheartedly that she is seeking to please God. Amen. Her ways, amen, everything that she do is all about the kingdom. Amen. And she has such a beautiful spirit. I met her through Pastor Carmelie. She's Pastor Carmelie's aunt. Amen. I met her and her husband, just genuine people that love the Lord, that sold out. You know, this is what God is looking for. He's looking for people that are sold out. He's looking for people that are willing to answer the call, not just when they're ready. Amen. Apostle Paul told his son Timothy in the gospel, he said, be instant, in season and out of season. Preach, teach, exhort, rebuke, correct. You got to do all those things. Amen. Amen. So it gives us great pleasure today to have back with us. And she's no stranger. She's been frequenting this broadcast since we met her. Amen. And we have been blessed to even be in fellowship and go visit other churches while we've been here in the city of New Orleans. Amen. So with no further ado, we're going to bring to you the speaker of the hour, and I'm going to let her just open up with the word of prayer. Amen. And however the Lord have blessed her today, and whatever she has in her spirit to speak to our listening audience today, truly she had free course. Amen. We're not bound on this line. We don't have no traditions. We don't have no set order. We're moved by the Spirit. Amen. So however the Lord moved today, we want to hear from him. Amen. So we like to present to some and introduce to others our speaker, and that's none other than Minister Phyllis, hallelujah, Wesley Lofton. Amen. Amen. And let me look right now as I pull up this studio. I didn't even know I didn't have the studio up. I went to another section, and when I did that, I must have shut down the studio, but let me go right to it. The Lord willing, it'll come up in a few seconds. Amen, amen. We just bless the Lord for each and every one of you all that have tuned in today. Amen. We thank you for tuning in. We thank you. I see Minister Tramiel, see one of our faithful listeners, Evangelist Tier, and God bless Minister Tramiel. She's on this line with us every day that she's able to get on, and we just bless the Lord for that woman of God. Amen. Also, I see Bishop-elect, Pastor Clifton Locke. Amen. So we thank God for him. So we'll be able to hear from you all later on in the broadcast. But God bless you, Minister Phyllis. God bless you.
Praise God. Father God, I just thank you right now. I thank you for this open door.
I thank you for the privilege, amen, to speak to your people. I don't take it lightly, Lord. As I come before them, I ask you to increase and me to decrease. Father, I have nothing to offer anybody except the Christ in me. And I'm asking you, Lord, to shine through me today. Amen. Let the people see and hear you as I minister today. It's such a privilege to be a child of God. And I thank you for it, Lord. I thank you for Mighty Woman of God, Pastor Adrian, and how my soul connected when I met her. Lord, I knew that God had sent me a mother in Zion. I give praise and honor to God for placing her in my path. I knew it was God. I just thank you, Father God, for all the souls you're going to reach today. And even as we speak, you're going to stir somebody up today that they will go out and reach another soul. And I just thank you for it. Thank you, God, for every opportunity to lift you up. Oh, Father, we bless you, we praise you, we thank you, and we give you glory now, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. I'm just so honored today. Amen. Pastor Adrian called me. Amen. And she's one of those people, even though she hadn't been in my life, she's one of those people at the top of my list. Amen. And one of those, amen, if I can make it work, switch things around, change, amen. And I had to do a little switching, but I got it done, amen, because I knew if she asked me to speak, I knew God had spoke to her. And I'm just so glad, amen, for this opportunity, and not going to go into a lot of preliminaries. I just want to speak to you today. As I listened to the program that the pastor speaking the other day, he was talking about reaching souls and evangelism. And that's the thought that carried along with me, evangelism. And I have spent most of my life, I'm not ashamed, I'm 58 years old, and I thank God for every one of those years. I got saved when I was 17. So I have spent 41 years in the gospel of Jesus Christ. And it has truly been a privilege, it's truly been an honor, amen, to be called a child of God. Amen. And most of those years, amen, I've spent doing evangelism. And I just wanted to speak today about evangelism, amen, and what it is, what it isn't, amen, and just to bring people into a better understanding and give, before just like the pastor did the other day, lit that fire under me, to rekindle that fire in somebody, to keep going forward, to keep reaching out and winning souls. Because let me tell you, we're not here to accumulate things. We're not here, amen, to show the world how many things we can gather, how good we can dress, how good we can ride. We are here to lift up the name of Jesus. And I tell you, that needs to be your main focus. Amen. Every job you have, you should want a job where you can lift up Jesus. If you can't lift him up going there preaching the gospel, you can lift him up by the way you carry yourself, being on time, treating people nice. You know, lift him up. He said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men to me. And if you somewhere claiming the name of Jesus, amen, and nobody around you is inquiring about the Lord, nobody around you is wanting prayer from you, I'm telling you, you need to check yourself. Amen. And get your priorities right, because it's all about Jesus. It's not about us. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's all about him. Praise God. And so I was in thinking of evangelism. I just wanted to call this Evangelism 101. Because, you know, when you get saved, you know, the Bible says, has newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word. So the first thing you need to do, if you, number one, I want to say we are looking, as I speak about evangelism, we're looking at the life of Philip in the book of Acts. Philip was an evangelist. Philip didn't have that title evangelist, but he did the works of an evangelist. And I just want to go down the line as I give these points, kind of use him, his life as a pattern. You know, Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. So, you know, God has given us a pattern to follow in Jesus and in the people of God. And so Philip is a great example for evangelism. And also here and there, as the Lord guides and directs me, I want to share different bits of my testimony and as it concerns evangelism. My first point is that you have to help you to evangelize. You have to have accepted Jesus as your Lord and your Savior. You cannot, if you want to evangelize people, you can't just have accept Jesus to keep them to escape hell and then live any kind of way. No, if you want to evangelize, you have to accept Jesus and then ask him to be my Lord and my Savior. And in that, you saying, Lord, I yield to you. I yield to you in my life. I yield to your will and your direction. You know, I'm willing to go let him be your pilot. Not your, no, you know, they have those stickers, God is my co-pilot. You know, no, God don't want to be your co-pilot. He wants to lead, guide, and direct you. So you need to be a willing vessel, yielded to the Spirit of God. My second point, you need to examine yourself and your motives. You must have a pure heart and right motives for soul winning. Looking back at Philip, in the book of Acts, in the sixth chapter, they picked men to do the waiting on the table. The disciples, they were speaking against the apostles because some of the widows were being neglected, and they said, "We don't have time for this. We need to give ourselves to fasting and praying." And they said, just look out among you and choose men full of the Holy Ghost, amen, to do this work. And my point is that you need to examine yourself and your motives. You must have a pure heart and a right motive if you want to be a soul winner. You must. It's not something to be debated. You must have a pure heart and a right motive for soul winning. Philip, when they chose Philip, they chose men. Men of good report, full of the Holy Ghost. So this man had a right heart and a right motive. This was a man that was seeking God, seeking the will of God, seeking to be pleasing and acceptable to God. So if you want to be a soul winner, you must conduct yourself in the same way, in the same manner. Be willing to be yielded whatever the Spirit may ask and require of you, and to be open and flexible to the Spirit. Number three, you must be a person who walks in spiritual and natural order. Let me say that one again. You must be a person who walks in spiritual and natural order. You can't be the one fighting a pastor and going to the streets talking about winning souls. It's not going to work. You can't be the one bucking against all the leaders. And then talking about, well, I'll show you. I'll get in the streets and win. So no, you must be a person of order. God honors order. And if you want to be a soul winner, you must be willing to submit to spiritual order. You must be willing to submit to your leaders, your leaders spiritually, and your leaders naturally. You can't be the one on that job trying to tell the boss how to run the show. You can't be the one on the job trying to tell your supervisor what you ain't going to do. No, if you want to be a soul winner, you must walk in spiritual and natural order. And just to give you an example of this, I'm thinking about in the book of Acts, the seven sons of Sceva. You know, they saw Paul out casting out devils, and they were impressed. And they say, you know what? You know, we can do that. That looks easy. And they went out, Paul cast out the demon. They went to the demon, and they discussing, now, whose name was it? Now, how did he do this? What was the process? What was the steps? So they said, oh, yeah, I know. So they call that demon out, trying to say, well, by the same name Paul used. No, that's not a person of authority. You can't do that. You must live right. If you live right, God has given you authority. You don't need to I'm doing what my bishop did. I'm casting them out the same way. You need to be in spiritual, walking in right relationship with God and yielded to spiritual authority. And these seven sons of Sceva were not yielded. They didn't have pure motives. They were copycats. They had seen it done, and they decided if he can do it, we can do it. So they went to that devil and inquired to call that devil out. And you know the devil is bold. That's why you better know that you know that you know that you are a child of God and that you have a pure heart, because the devil is bold and the devil is going to call you. You saying you living for God, he's going to try you. Amen. So they tried to cast out the devil, and the devil talked back. Paul, I know, but who are you? And that devil jumped on those men. That spirit came out of that person and jumped on those men and beat them and wounded them. And they ran off naked and bleeding. Amen. Trying to be a copycat. They didn't have authority because they were not living right before God. Amen. So you need to live right before God, because when you start get into the business of soul winning, you must understand this is one of the most serious businesses, amen, that you can be in, and the devil is going to mark you, and he's going to watch you, and he's going to try to overthrow you. But you don't have to be afraid, because the Bible lets us know, greater is he that lives and dwells and abides in me than he that is in the world. You serving the greatest master, the greatest Lord, the greatest king. Number four, you must be willing to pay the cost. You must be willing to pay the cost. A lot of people don't understand, but if you're going to get into soul winning, you need to be a person of prayer. Because, if you're a person of intercessor, that's even better. And because you got to be close to God. You got to be close to the Spirit, that you can discern the Spirit of God, that you can know and be led by the Spirit of God. Because once you get into the devil's territory talking about winning souls, you need discernment. Amen. That's why you have to have a pure heart and a pure motive. Amen. Because you're going to need discernment. So you got to have a prayer life. You got to have a prayer life. And if you got a prayer life, God will teach you how, amen, spiritual warfare, how he'll teach you how to stand and have victory against the devil. Praise God. And talking about, amen, being used of God and paying the cost, and the Bible, you know, said Philip was full of the Holy Ghost. We read in Acts, the 8th chapter, how Philip ran up to the Ethiopian eunuch and began to minister to him. He saw this eunuch reading the Bible. He said, well, do you understand what you read? He said, I'm at a passage that don't make sense to me. He said, and I don't understand. This is in Acts, the 8th chapter, starting at the 27th verse. So Philip run up to him, and he began to expound to him. He began to break that word down so the man could understand it, how that Jesus fulfilled the scriptures, how that, you know, his victory, amen, was in living for God in surrender. And this man received, and it's the word of God. He was so happy. He said, look, there's water. He did his chariot, was passing by the water. He said, look, there's water. What's hindering me from being baptized right now? In other words, I want it all. You told me I need to give it to me right now. And Philip said, okay, if that's what you want, that's what we'll do. Amen. He was willing. He was being led by the Spirit. And I'm telling you, if you're led by the Spirit, doors are already open you didn't know about. A way is already made that you didn't know about. Amen. Because God, that's God's desire, that all men be saved. So if you're willing to be used of God, amen, to evangelize, the Spirit of God will go before you and make a way. Praise God. And just talking on evangelism, I just want to, you know, throw in a little bit of my testimony and say I have did street witnessing in Mississippi, in South Carolina. And once when I was in Memphis, Tennessee, a group of us got together just to go witnessing, and we went to Arkansas, and we did street witnessing. I did street witnessing in South Carolina. I did it in more places, but just throwing in a little bit of my testimony. Amen. I did street witnessing here in New Orleans and in the French Quarter. Praise God. And in all those times I was going, I felt like I was led by the Spirit. Number five, be totally available any place, any time to obey God. Amen. Be totally available. Just say yes to God. You don't have to have a degree. You don't have to be in the church 10 years. Amen. You just have to have a willing heart to want to see people saved. When I got saved, I was a young lady. Amen. I didn't know a lot of scripture, but I know I wanted people to be saved. Amen. I was going in the washeteria witnessing to people, trying to get people saved while I'm washing my clothes on the streets, walking up to people, inviting them to Jesus, you know, and ask them, you know, if they want prayer. Amen. And you have to be just totally available. And as part of my testimony, I can say I meet people, and I have met people in a shopping mall. And they said, well, you know, my mama is sick, or, you know, I've been sick. I said, well, I want you to pray. I said, well, let's pray right now. I stopped what I'm doing, and we praying. You know why? Because, amen, they asked for prayer. They needed prayer, and God was ready to move. Amen. You don't be a shy person. If the Spirit said pray, you need to be a bold soldier. Amen. You don't want to be get on the microphone and say so and so asked for prayer. Let's pray. No, you want to do it decent and in order. I'll be in the mall, but I didn't interrupt everybody shopping. We got over out of the way not to interrupt the shoppers, but we called on the Lord and we prayed and had faith, and God moved. That person was blessed. Right. Amen. It went on about their business. Praise God.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. I just want to say a few weeks ago I was working a job, and I'm coming to realize this is God's will for my life. I've been praying for steady work, but I'm coming to realize it's just right now God is blessing me with jobs where I have days open, amen, that I can do other things. So this particular job, amen, I get off early. So I was walking to the job. I had to, you know, in the CBD, the Central Business District, I parked my car and walked to the job. So as I was walking, there was a man in a white outfit like a painter standing on the corner, and he was crying. And he wasn't just crying. He was crying hot tears, you know, just bawling. And I didn't really notice. I was passing by him, and I went to speak. And when I went to speak, I looked in his face, and I saw he was crying. And the Spirit said, go minister to this man. I didn't know that man, but God said minister to him. So I obeyed. I walked up to him. I began to talk to him. I began to give him words of comfort and consolation, amen, to ask what the problem, if we could pray about it. And we stood out there on the street, and we prayed. And I asked God to send an answer, you know, give this brother an answer to heal that broken heart, because he was wounded. He needed a touch from the Lord. And the way it so happened, my neighbor was across the street. My neighbor is a sheriff deputy, and he was looking, you know. But I mean, I had to obey God. I couldn't stop and run. Well, brother, this ain't what it looked like, or whatever you think. No, when God said move, you move. Amen. If people get the wrong understanding, that's on them. God got your back. God will bring it to the light if you're out doing His work. I was on a cruise one time with my church, and I was meeting the workers, the people that worked on the ship. And as I met them, I talked to them and, you know, asked about their families and stuff. And one man was in a bad situation, and he was in one place. His family was in another. He didn't know how he was going to work it all out. I began to witness to him. I began to pray for him, and I asked him if he wanted to receive Christ. And he was ready. So he did. So I grabbed his hand and I began to pray. But one of the sisters came along and saw me holding this stranger's hand, and she called my name as if to rebuke me. Well, I don't have time for that. I'm doing God's business. If you got the wrong understanding, you need to talk to God, because I'm obeying God. And I prayed with that brother. That brother accepted Christ. I encouraged him to get into a good church and go on his way. I didn't go back to her trying to explain nothing. The Bible, Jesus said, I must be about my Father's business. I must be about it. He didn't say I got to do it when everybody understands and say it's okay. He said, I must be about my Father's business. Praise God. And that's for us, amen. If you're ready, amen, to be a soul winner, any place, when the Lord said any place and any time, be willing to obey and do what the Lord said do, because you can't pick and choose who you want to witness to. You can't pick and choose who you want to pray for. If you're going to be led by the Spirit, God is going to lead you to people that you know don't like you. God is going to lead you to people that you know been trying to do things to you. And the Spirit is going to say, bless them. The Spirit is going to say, pray for them. Amen. And you obey God. And in on that mode, I just want to share a testimony. Pastor Adrian had complimented me about my clothes. And I just want to share this testimony. Years ago, there was a woman that made herself my enemy. And I prayed about it. I began to pray for her. And because you know why the Bible said pray for your enemy? If you pray for their eyes to come open and for them to accept Christ, guess what? They're not an enemy anymore. They're your friend because you're both in Christ. So I began to pray and intercede for her. And the Spirit said, give her that dress. Well, I had saw this beautiful dress. And the dress cost so much, I put it on layaway and got it out. This was years ago, and it was a nice thrift store, and I put it on layaway and got it out. And, you know, I try to be totally obedient quick, but I grew up. When the Lord said that, I said, Lord, do you know who this woman is? Do you know what this woman's trying to do to me? And the Spirit said, I didn't ask you that. I asked you to give her that dress. So, you know, I pray for God to just, you know, work in my heart, for me to have the right heart and right attitude. And I gave the girl the dress. The thing about it was that she had made herself the enemy to me, and I knew she wasn't going to accept it, and I knew that wasn't her style. But I had to obey God, and I gave her the dress. You know, she didn't say thank you. And I went on, and you know, after that, the Spirit told me, he said, you will never be without clothes. He said, you obey me, you'll never be without clothes. And God is my witness, I've never been without. I see people I don't know, and they bring me, you know, bring me clothes, bring me shoes, bring me purses, and say, the Lord said, give this to you. A young lady came up to me and told me, said, the Lord told me, every check I get to take you to the store and buy you an outfit. Amen. You got to obey God. And the harder it is, the more the blessing is going to come from walking in obedience to God. Praise God. Number six, if you are a dedicated prayer warrior and intercessor, be prepared for spiritual discernment, words of wisdom, words of knowledge, and miracles. Amen. If you dedicate it and submit it and concentrate it to God, God is going to use you. You know why? Because the Bible said the eyes of the Lord go to and fro in the earth. Amen. He's looking for yielded vessels, people that's willing and ready to surrender to the Lord. Praise God. And on this, you know, I was saying, you know, you can expect discernment, words of wisdom, words of knowledge, and miracles. Going back to Philip, amen, and the 8th chapter of Acts. Amen. After Philip prayed for that eunuch, after he had been totally obedient to God to pray and to witness to him, God, amen, translated him in the spirit, took him away in the spirit. And the eunuch looked for him and didn't find him, but he went rejoicing on his way because he had accepted Christ and he had salvation. Amen. And I just, at this time, I want to share another testimony because when I first got saved, God put me into prayer. He taught me. I didn't know these things. Amen. He taught me to pray. Once I received the Holy Ghost speaking in tongues, the Spirit would have me just pray whole evenings. Because my husband, he accepted the Lord and we got married. And so he would travel. I was a very sickly person when I first got saved. So I would be at home, and the Lord would just have me praying and interceding. And one particular day, he started teaching me. He took me from praying to doing intercessory prayer. And I began to pray and pray and pray. And just an urgency in my spirit to pray. And as I prayed, the Lord gave me a vision. It was a vision of a young lady. As a matter of fact, the young lady was my neighbor. The young lady was very rebellious. I think she was doing drugs, but she was very rebellious, very disobedient, and she was in the emergency room. And they were pumping her stomach. I kept praying and praying. And as I prayed and prayed, and interceded, spoke to me and said she was going to get saved because of me praying and interceding. So we move on down about 3 or 4 years later. And I meet this young lady. This young lady done got saved, got married in the church. We move on down the line about 7 years ago, and God called her into the ministry. She's a mighty woman of God, preaching the word of God. But that night, God spoke and said, "That's your soul." Amen. Because I prayed and I interceded for her. And God allowed me only about a year ago to give her that testimony of how God used me to intercede and pray for her life. And I told her the secret that God had showed me that even her family didn't know. And she witnessed it, you know, that was the truth. Amen. So you have to be open and led by the Spirit, willing to pray and intercede and watch God work. Praise God. Amen. And praise God. And I also, one day I was, just, you know how you get caught up, you're just thinking on the goodness of God and praying, and I had went to town shopping and everything, and I was on my way home, and I was just thinking of goodness of God and praising and worshiping God and just having a good time. And I was when I looked up, I was almost home. I said, "No, that was too short." So I went the other way and went all the way around so I could just have more time and fellowship with the Lord. So when I did that, the Spirit said, "Go to this road." And I got quiet because God had never spoke to me like that. And the Spirit said, "Go to this road and take this turn." And I'm debating, is this really God? God ain't never spoke to me like that. I said, "But you know what? I'm going to obey. So God led me. And when he told me to stop, it was in the yard of a house I had never been to. I didn't know anything about that person. So I'm in my car debating, is this God? You know, and I said, "God, is this you? I don't know what to tell this person, but I'm going to go to that door. Because if this is you, they're going to be expecting me, and I'm going to be able to, it's something you want me to tell them that they need." So I went to the door. I hesitated. Matter of fact, I knocked low so the person wouldn't hear me so I could run and jump back in my car. You know, so I could say, "Okay, God, I obeyed," but they didn't hear, you know, they didn't open the door. But I was knocking low on purpose. And so I knocked one time and I knocked another time. Well, nobody came to the door. I'm saying, "Okay, you know, okay, I'm released," because I was obedient, walking to get in my car. And when I turned to walk off, the door opened. And when the door opened, I said, "Oh, God, what do I say?" So I turned around and I began to introduce myself. I told her how I was just minding my own business, praising God, and the Spirit led me to this house. I didn't know how to get there. I didn't know the lady. And I just began to rehearse with her how the reason I was there. And the lady came in. She said, "Thank you, Jesus." She said, "Honey, please come in." And I came in and I sit down and I talked with her. And the lady just started crying. She said, "Baby, you don't know me." She said, "But I know this was the Lord." She said, "I'm a minister." She said, "But I have been through so many trials on my job. So I've just been accused and falsely accused by church people." She said, "I had told the Lord," she said, "I was ready to give up. And I had told the Lord, if you love me," hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, "if you still love me, if you still with me, will you send somebody to my house to tell them there's a sign that you still with me?" Hallelujah. And she cried and I cried because God loved her so much. He was answering her prayer and he used me. But I kept myself open to hear the voice of God. Even when I questioned, "Is this you?" I obeyed. Because if it's God, you take a step and he'll reveal the next one. He don't show you everything at one time. But if you willing to take that step, he opened up the door for you and guide you and direct you how to take the next step. Praise God. And I was saying, you know, you have signs and wonders and God give you miracles. And my life is a book full of miracles, full of the testimonies of God. And I just want to share a few, praise God, you know, to encourage you. If you are a soul winner, just be real. You don't have to be able a good speaker. You don't have to be able to pray a magnificent prayer. Just be a person that'll say yes to the voice of God and just live right. Walk upright in integrity and honesty before God. You know, as a Christian, you get tripped up sometimes. Sometimes you do things you don't even know you weren't supposed to do. Sometimes you do things you knew was wrong, but you still did it anyway. And you repented and God gave you, you know, had mercy and grace on you. So just be a willing vessel and God will use you. And I just want to highlight just a few things God has did for me, a few miracles God gave me. My youngest child, my baby girl, I carried her. She was a seven-month baby. And to make a long story short, the things that the doctor told me was going to kill her and cause her to die was the very thing that saved her life. She was born 7 months. She was 2 pounds and 14 ounces. You could put her in the palm of your hand. And her little arms and legs would lay off of your hand. And God, the very thing that the doctors told me, the reason that she was going to die was the reason that she's still alive. And I give God all the glory. And a few years ago, my youngest son at 30 years old, amen, had a bad sinus infection that went into his head and caused him to have a stroke. And I praise God. He's still recovering. He has his activity of his limb. He can talk and all. He's just, you know, with his processes, his motor skills and all, he's still recovering. But when that young man had a stroke, amen, and was in ICU, the doctors gave up on him in ICU. They looked for every breath to be his last. All my children came together, and I was in a situation I had to come later. They came before I did, but my children know spiritual warfare. I prayed together with my kids. We prayed in tongues together and sought God. So they prayed. They took authority over death. They began to declare life over him. They began to just intercede for him. And my son, I think he stayed in the hospital about a month. But God brought him out, and the doctors told him, we're going to put him in the records books because we've never seen a case that serious that the person lived through it. Praise God. And I have so many testimonies of we had no food, and God sent people knocking on our door. But I didn't call nobody. I just told God. Amen. I have set the table with no food, and people knocked on my door and brought us food. Praise God. Amen. Mm-hmm. I have a testimony. We were out doing work for the Lord, and we were about maybe about 20 miles, well, about 20 minutes away from home. Amen. And the car was on E, and we didn't have no money. We just prayed in tongues. We just prayed in tongues, asked God to bless us to come home. When we pulled up in the driveway, the car cut off. Amen. 15 miles on E, and God brought us home. Praise God. And another testimony, amen, I want to share. Amen. And I'm through, amen. My children, not to lift me up, because I'm nobody. Amen. I feel like this. Amen. I'm all I need to be. All you need to know is I'm speaking on this phone. You don't need to see what I look like. Amen. All you need to know is God is moving in me. God is using me because I'm a willing vessel. Because if you're a willing vessel, amen, that's all he wants. If it's not about you, God can do great things because you're not looking to get no glory. You're not looking to get patted on the back. Praise God. And my last testimony I want to share is that it was at one point, amen, I was somebody came at me, a man, to attack me and to beat me up. And I said, God, I'm your child. I said, I'm not going to run. I said, if this is your will for me, I'm going to take it because I'm not going to run. I said, but you know I don't want this. You know I do not want this. And as sure as I'm standing here, amen, and God is in heaven, amen, and Jesus, amen, is sitting on his right hand, God opened my eyes to see an angel. And that angel attacked that man. Amen. And that man fell down a flight of stairs, praise God, and hurt his back. I thought he was dead. Amen, because he was screaming and hollering, boom, 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 and he just hitting those stairs so hard, it was just a big thump. Praise God. But he lived through it, and they got rushed to the emergency room. But God, amen, because that man trying to come against me for no reason, amen, he was down in his back. He's been down in his back from that day to this one. He's had back surgery, and he's walking with a cane for trying to mess with a child of God. And I just thought of one more that I just wanted to throw in, and I'm done with my testimony. Amen. But we were in the French Quarter because I have, like I said, we're in all these different places witnessing. Amen. If I get with people and say, let's go witnessing, that's my ticket. We're going. Amen. So we went witnessing in the French Quarter. We were walking the streets praying, doing a prayer walk. And some of the people put a track on his car, and the lady's car tag said, witch. I am a witch, or something about a witch, that she was a witch. And so a person put a track on a car. So she came back, you know, for she met us further down. We had walked a distance, and she came, and she didn't ask who did it or anything. She came straight to me, and she began to yell and scream at me about, you know, do you know who I am putting this mess on my car? Do you know I'm a witch? Do you know I don't play that? Do you know what I do to you? And when she did it, the Spirit of God just began to quicken that scripture to me about how praise is a weapon. And when she yelled at me, I yelled at her. When she yelled at me, do you know who I am? I said, do you know who I serve? I serve the Most High God. I said, he loved me. He died for me. I'm covered in his blood. I love him. And he is so wonderful. He's moving right now. He's moving right now. She kept yelling, and I kept yelling. And I just began, thank you, Jesus. Thank you how you're moving. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you how you're working. And she just, when she saw that I was not going to back down, she just stopped and she walked off. And this is a woman that professed herself to be a witch. Do you not know, amen, we have power, and that power is in the name of Jesus. And when I confronted her, I didn't tell her what my name is and what I could do and what I couldn't do, amen, because I don't have no power. But I'm a child of the Most High God. And Jesus said, all power is given unto me. And he said, I have all power. And he told his children, you go in my name, amen, and do these works. So I'm encouraging everybody. God has called us all to be soul winners. And we see in the book of Acts, Philip, amen, didn't give out cards. I'm Philip the evangelist. Philip went out and did the work. Philip went out and won the gospel of Jesus Christ for his faithfulness, for his willingness, and his dedication. God used him to do signs and wonders. And I'm encouraging everybody, amen, pick up the slack. Amen. When the word went forth the other day, I had kind of in my mind said, well, I'm getting older. You know, I can kind of slack off and leave this to the younger people. But the word convicted me. Amen. God is willing to use anybody. God is opening up greater doors for me at this age. I had it prepared in my mind. When I came to New Orleans when I was 40 years old, I had it in my mind. I'm coming to start a church, amen, and to pastor, you know, and to win souls and have a congregation and to lead them, amen. But that wasn't God's will for me. I thought I knew God's will, but I tried to be open and led by the Spirit of God, and now God is opening up greater doors than ever before, greater opportunities than ever before, and I'm just, amen, encouraging you to say yes to the Spirit. I'm encouraging you to humble yourself before God. You know, it's nothing wrong with a title, amen, but God is looking for service. Amen. It's nothing wrong, amen, with, amen, being an apostle, a prophet, evangelist, a teacher. Amen. That's what God called. Amen. But God is looking for servant leaders. Amen. It ain't got to be all about you and somebody there, amen, to tote your bag and to shine your shoes. Amen. We need to be with that child out there washing feet like Jesus did. We need to be servants. Amen. You know, amen, a hungry man is not going to listen to you preach. I've had the privilege, amen. A lady had worked at a school, and they threw away so much food, it troubled her. So she started bringing sandwiches and stuff. And you know, nobody wanted to do it. I said, I'll do it. And so every day I would take the sandwiches and I'd go out there because, you know, it's a lot of, well, in New Orleans, a lot of people gathering in certain areas just trying to get a job, you know, waiting for people to come pick up truckload of construction workers and stuff. And they're in certain spots. So I would go to those spots and minister to those people. I would stop with the homeless under the bridge and minister that food because, amen, you're not going to listen to nobody tell you about Jesus on an empty stomach and your stomach growling, but you feed them, amen, and then they'll hear what you got to say. You love on them. I've been in a French Quarter with a man sloppy drunk, threw up on himself, but that man needed Jesus. I loved on that man. I hugged him. I prayed for him to receive Christ. Amen. If you make this thing all about Jesus, it's nothing that will be impossible for you. It's no door, amen, that God will withhold from you. Your gift will make room for you. Amen. Just be willing and be a servant. Make it all about him and not about you. That's what evangelism is, all about God. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, if I, the Son of Man, be lifted up, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, amen, the one whose all power is in his hand. He said, lift me up. If I be lifted up, I will draw. We don't have to do the work. Just give them Jesus. Amen. Paul said, one water, one planet, one water, but God gives the increase. Plant that seed. Give a smile away. It don't cost you nothing. Amen. Everywhere you go, speak a kind word. Somebody look nice. Don't be stingy with your compliments. Tell them they look nice. Amen. You don't know. You're making somebody's day. And so, and those people, if you're around them regular, they begin to take notice of you. And then they'll come to you and ask you questions. And after a while, you can you know, God will touch their hearts and you can win that soul. Praise God. And then they might not come to you to be with you, but their hearts is open and God can send them to a church where they can be fed and grow. Amen. If we get that idea in our heads and in our hearts, it's not about me. It's all about you. It's no doors. Amen. God will withhold no good thing. Will he withhold from us if we love him and walk in obedience? Amen. I'm so grateful. Father God, I'm just so grateful, amen, for this opportunity to share your word. And I preach, I pray, Lord God, that this message will reverberate over and over and over, not only to the people that heard it today, the people that will hear it on down the road. Let that spirit of conviction take over. Amen. Let that spirit of conviction take over. Even if they've been a soul winner, Lord, but they're slacking up, let them pick up the slack. If they've never been a soul winner, if they've been trying to build up a kingdom for themselves, God, give them another man, another idea to walk yielded, amen, to you. Praise God. I just thank him for his word. I just pray it's been a blessing and it will continue to be a blessing in somebody that is a seed, amen, that will encourage them to pick up the slack and to go for, because with God, all things are possible. Amen. I just thank you, Pastor Adrian, for this opportunity, and I pray God's people will be blessed and take heed to the word. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I love you right now. Lord, I love you right now. Oh, kabara ya shata la 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 basi kande re 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 shanda la 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 basi.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Hoste te re 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 shanda la 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 basi.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Bless you today, God.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
It's all about you, Jesus. It's all about you.
All about you, Lord. It's all about you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless your name, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. What a mighty word. What a mighty word. Glory to God. I tell you, she gave us some excellent tools. Amen. These were basic tools that we all need. Amen. Everybody can apply the tools that Minister Phyllis has given us today. And I tell you, she spoke from experience. She spoke from the depths of her heart. Amen. And you can just feel the passion that she has for souls. You can feel it when somebody loves souls. You can feel it when they have a passion to get out in the highways and the hedges and to tell people about Jesus. Amen. That's what it's about. That's what it's about. And I enjoyed that word. Amen. Ain't one no hoop special. Amen. Just sound doctrine. The basic principles. You know, that's what they say the acronym for Bible is. Basic instructions before leaving earth. Amen. And she gave us some basic instructions on how to go out here and be a soul winner. How to go out here and evangelize. Amen. That's what it's about. That's what it's about, people of God. So we only have a few people on the line today. Amen. And I'm going to just open up the lines right now. Amen. I see Minister Tramiel. I'm going to open up her line. And I see Bishop Lott. And I also see another area code from New Orleans, 504. So God bless you. Amen. God bless you, Minister Tramiel.
God bless you, Pastor Noah. Bless you for the speak of the hour, the mighty word. I actually had on speakerphone, and my three kids was in the car, and they was just so excited about the word. And I always tell them about listening to the right voice of God and how your testimonies can help somebody. And thank God, because when she was bringing the word, she referred to the Bible, and then she kept giving stories to back it up with her testimonies. And I thank God for that, and my kids began to smile in the car, and my little daughter got so excited because she said, "Mom, I have testimonies too." And then my boys said they had testimonies too, and I had to say, "Well, it ain't testimony hour." I said, "But remember those testimonies because you're gonna be able to tell them again to somebody else." So I truly, truly thank God for that word. It was a mighty word, and I could tell. You said you got saved at a young age, and your word from God is just so seasoned right now. So I thank God for you. May God keep blessing your life. My 5-year-old said she has to just say something. So her name is Isabella, so I'm going to let her say what the Lord laid on her heart. Amen. Just 1 second.
Wow.
Yes, Miss Pastor Lee, and thank you for the worldwide. And thanks for the worldwide, Dad. And then that's really nice. Really nice Pastor Lee, Pastor Tyler Lee, and you're a dear pastor. When you grow up, you might be a dear pastor just like me.
Just like you. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. What did she say? I didn't hear her clearly, Minister Tramiel. What did she say? Minister Tramiel. Wow. Okay, Mint. All right, what happened? I hit your button off. Okay, she must have dropped off. Amen, amen. She did. She dropped off. Amen, but she'll call back in. I didn't quite hear what her daughter said, but she'll call back in. Amen. We're going to open up the line to Bishop-elect Lott. God bless you, Bishop. Amen. Bishop-elect Lott. Okay, okay. You know the enemy is mad, but that's all right. We're going to keep
it
moving.
I'm here.
All right.
I'm
God
here.
Bless you, man of God.
And praise God. Yeah, I had it on mute because I didn't want to sound from it. You know what blessed me is that if you listen to this woman of God, she spoke in simplicity, but she expounded a great deal of detail. She started painting a picture of the path by which God has had called her to walk in such a way that, watch this, it spoke to the young, to the old, and everybody in between. And that's nothing but by the Spirit of the Lord. And that was my blessing today because, see, God gave me a word that I think each of us as members must identify with, and that is to have relentless faith. Is your faith relentless? This woman, if you listen to her, she has been walking with God in such a way that it's personal, it's private. So when she goes into public, she's been in his presence long enough to where she carries his glory with her. There are a lot of people that claim that they have a relationship with God. But, you know, the proof of a relationship is the miracle signs and wonders. The proof of God being good. You hear a lot of people holler about, you know, the Lord blessed me and I got this and I got that. I tell people, one of the ways you know that you're a child of God is when God begins to respond to you and the miracle signs and wonders. Because if you get his face, you automatically got his hand. In other words, if you have personal relationship with God, you automatically get provision. The world is always about taking, but God is always teaching us to give. I'm hoping that Minister Tramiel called back, because whatever that little preacher was saying, she was speaking by the Spirit of God. We thank God for the woman of God and her season, years, and her love and her passion, because I could hear passion. I could hear a love for God. More importantly, I could hear she loved the people of God, and that's an authentic love. It's not a love based upon motive operandi. It's not based upon educational insights and understanding. It's just based upon the love of God, and we thank God for her. I really do. I thank God for her. Amen.
We thank God for you, Chula. Everything that you said, you were right on the money. Amen. She does have a passion for souls. Amen, amen. So we're going to, God bless you, Bishop Live. We're going to area code 504. The last four of your number is 4569. Is this Brother Neil? All right. I'm going to go back to Minister Tramiel. Minister Tramiel, we didn't quite understand everything your baby said. Can you tell us what she said?
Amen. Can y'all hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, praise the Lord. Yeah, she like her mom. She gets so excited and she talks fast. Amen.
Okay.
She was saying that it was a mighty word from God. She said, let me tell them, okay? She said she wanted to, let me tell them. She said it was a mighty word from God that you are, what else is it? She said when she get older, she going to be like you preaching the word of God like that. And I said, praise the Lord for that. Praise the Lord for that. She,
And
she said she's going to meet you, but she can help you too. And she was actually had her hands up. We inside the thrift store. We just walked in. We was outside. But she began to raise her hands up outside the store, waving her hands when she was standing. And I'm just smiling because she said, you are mighty for God. And this is a five-year-old. So I'm telling you, like the pastor just said, you were preaching the old and the young and the in-between. Let me not say old. Let me see say the wise. And I thank God because my baby was right there, and she received everything you said. Amen. And the devil got mad, so he going to hang up the whole phone. But look, I'm back on the line. What a word from God.
That is amazing. I knew when the phone hung up, I said the enemy didn't want us to get that. But that baby listened to this word, and she said she's going to be a pastor. She's going to preach and teach, amen, and do what God have called her to do. She's going to get out there and evangelize. What a blessing. I am in awe of what God is doing with you, with your children. You can see the blessings of the Lord on your family, amen, and you are training them, and that is just marvelous. You don't find young women as dedicated and as committed as you are to the Lord and to raising your family in the fear of God. So I truly celebrate and congratulate you on the beautiful job that you're doing with your kids.
Thank you,
amen.
Pastor.
So
thank
God
you.
Bless
amen.
You, Minister Tramiel. Amen,
you,
amen. Don't take but a few, baby. It don't take but a few. Amen. So we're going to go back to area code 504. The last four of your number is, hallelujah, I had your line open, 4569. If you'd like to say something, you're welcome to do so now. If not, we're going to go back to our speaker. We're going to go back to Minister Phyllis. Amen, and let her have the final remarks, and
We're going to close on out. I have some things I have to do today, so just continue to pray for me. My mother came home from the hospital on last evening, so I want you all to continue to lift my mother up. Tomorrow we will be on the line. We have Elder George Spinks out of West Virginia. Amen. He's going to be ministering the word for us on tomorrow. And again, we're still expounding on this topic, mandated to evangelize. Amen. So God bless you. Thank you, Minister Phyllis. Wow, what a word. What a word in such a short time. Amen. So God bless you.
Amen, Pastor Adrian. I thank God for the opportunity, and I tell you, I'm so blessed and so humbled, amen, that a child received this word, amen, and just was encouraged, amen, to continue to go forth on a path for the Lord. Amen. I just thank God for the gospel, because that's where the power is. Amen. We get it twisted sometimes. If we think we get a little education and, you know, get blessed in a job, we think we got it going on. Amen. But it's in the gospel. The power is at the feet of Jesus. Praise God. If we humble ourselves before him, he will exalt us in due time. Amen. And this is the time. This is a season when God is looking for people that make themselves available. Don't put stipulations. Well, God, I'll go if you make this right, if you do that, if you set that in. Just obey God. Amen. If you seek him first, everything else will fall in place. Amen. Seek him first, and everything will fall in place. Truly, I just thank God again for this opportunity. I was just so excited when I talked to Pastor Adrian, because I knew it was God speaking through her. Amen. And I honor her with all the honor. Amen. With double honor as a mighty woman of God, because my spirit connected with hers. When you've been on a battlefield and you did a lot of warfare, you connect with people that with that same spirit. Amen. I connected with her. Amen. As a mighty warrior in God. I just thank God for this opportunity. And all the listeners, and I just thank God, because I already know in my spirit God is going to multiply that word, that many souls are going to be touched by that word, amen, and many people are going to be inspired, amen, to do more for Christ. I just thank God. Father God, I just thank you today for an open door. I thank you for the people of God. It's such a privilege. Never let us take it for granted.
Thank you, God.
It's such a privilege to minister the word of God. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
To an adult. Amen.
Yes.
To an elderly person.
Hallelujah.
Amen. They're all, amen, precious in your sight. You value every soul.
Hallelujah.
And Father, help us to walk in the compassion of Jesus. Help us to love like you love. Amen. Help us to care for the people and be moved by compassion, even as Jesus was moved by compassion, as the people being a sheep without a shepherd. Lord, just help us to walk with compassion on this world of blind people, Lord, blinded up by the things of this world. Father God, help us to love on them and show them a better way. Show them the answer is the same as it was 2,000 years ago. Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the light. Father, let us never get above the word. Keep ourselves humble at the feet of Jesus. Walk in obedience and servanthood. And we'll always be careful to give your name the praise. I just thank you, God, for touching, amen, Pastor Adrian's mother, bringing her home for the hospital. I thank you for life. I speak life over her. I decree and I declare the word of God. She shall live and not die. And go forth proclaiming the works of God. I thank you for your people, Lord. The enemy is coming against so many of God's people's health and strength, especially those that are willing to go forth and minister the word. And Father, I speak life. I speak life. I speak healing. I speak deliverance. Take it now in the name of Jesus. Take it now. Amen. Take it, mighty man of God. Take it, mighty woman of God. God has given you life and life more abundant. Don't use, amen, sickness for an excuse not to preach the gospel, not to witness for souls. Your deliverance come as you walk in obedience. Your deliverance yes. comes as you, amen, minister to other people. As you minister yes. to people, you will be ministered to. As you speak a yes. word of healing to others, God will send healing to you. Don't get discouraged. Amen. In Joshua, yes. God told him three times, be strong and of a good courage. Be strong and of a good courage. Be strong and of a good courage. Somebody needed to hear that right now because you're getting faint. You've been going through so much, but God is saying, be strong and of a good courage. Amen. We have to realize nothing we do for God, amen, doesn't count. It's all on record. Man doesn't see, but God sees. Amen. And God gives the reward. Stay faithful. Amen. Stay on your knees before God. Keep seeking his voice. Amen. Keep a listening ear. Keep a discerning heart. Amen. If we just say yes, it's no limit to where God will take us. Amen. God, I thank you for your people. Help us to ever be encouraged, to be strong and of a good courage, because you're with us, never to leave us or forsake us. We give you all the praise and all the glory now, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.
Lord, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We thank you, Minister Phyllis, for just filling in the gap. God always knows. Hallelujah. I didn't know, but God knew. Amen, amen. And in that last hour, hallelujah, he spoke your name. He spoke your name. Amen. And God knew you were ready. Amen. God knew you were prepared. Glory to God. You know, many times we ask the Lord to open up doors for us, and when the doors open, we're unprepared. And that's why we have to be prepared. We have to be ready. Amen. And we have to always have a yes in our spirit. So I thank God for using you mightily, amen, to expound upon this topic and give us some tools to go out and evangelize and be effective witnesses for the Lord. So God bless you. We love you with the love of God. Remember, tomorrow we will be on the air. We won't be on very long, but we're certainly going to accommodate Elder George Spinks out of West Virginia. Amen. We've been looking for him to come on and minister for quite some time. So tomorrow he will be available. He will be on the line. So invite someone to come on and hear these messages. We're not just on here just to play. We're not on here because we don't have anything else to do. We're on here because we have been mandated. We have an assignment, amen, and this is part of our assignment, amen, and we want this word to continue to go forth all over the nation where people can get the spirit and they can become reignited, amen, to get out and get into the highways and the hedges and go into the streets and to their neighbors and their communities and even their families and tell them about the gospel of Jesus Christ, amen. So we love you with the love of God. We're not going to close out with a song. Well, I can close on out with a song. I'm going to go right back to This Place by Tamla Mann. Amen. I love that song. I love that woman of God, and I just thank God for what he's doing in her life. Amen. So we are going to close on out with This Place by Tamla Mann. It's hard when you're dealing with this phone. Oh, God, and that's what I have the switchboard up dealing with this phone, but here it is, This Place. All right, come on, come on, come on, come on. All right, if I don't get it, you all know it wasn't on me. Amen. God bless you all. Tomorrow. So God bless you all. We love you with the love of God.
Never knew my life could
amen.
Be
amen.
This
thank
way.
You, Lord. Woo. God bless you.
I never knew the sun could shine all day. Never thought I'd live beyond my past. Until I found you, I never thought I'd be in this place. in this place. Ooh, I never
knew my heart
feel again. You see, I was so hurt, so hurt. Never knew the pain.
Seen a lot of
peace.